I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, let's start with the traffic impacts from Caltrans that might affect you next week. Not in Inyo County. Well, new ones, that is. The ongoing ones, you need to go to sierrawave.net and look up. But in Mono County, the new ones will be the Rush Creek Chip Seal Project on US 395, 0.3 miles south of Old West Portal Road to 0.2 miles south of Utility Road near Levining. Crews will perform a fog chip seal on the roadway Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traffic will reduce to one lane in both directions during work hours. The speed limit will be reduced to 55 miles per hour through the work area, and drivers may experience brief delays. Mammoth Lakes potholing on State Route 203 from Mammoth Creek Road to Meridian Boulevard. Crews will fill potholes in the westbound lanes on Monday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There'll be intermittent lane closures and drivers may experience brief delays. June Lake utility work on State Route 158 from Powerhouse Road to Aspen Road. Utility crews will pull wire over the roadway on Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Mono City utility work on US 395 from Thompson Road to State Route 167, Pole Line Road near Mono Lake. Utility crews will cross wire over the roadway on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Other delays that might be happening for you this weekend, well, the California Highway Patrol Bridgeport area has scheduled a sobriety checkpoint for Saturday, August 23rd in Mono County. Funding for this program was provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The purpose of a sobriety checkpoint is to deter impaired driving, remove impaired drivers from the roadway, and educate the public regarding the dangers of impaired driving. Well, Congressman Representative Kevin Kiley issued the following statement in response to Governor Gavin Newsom and the California legislature's call for a special election to implement a new congressional map for the state. California voters are overwhelmingly opposed to Newsom's plan to sideline our state citizens redistricting commission, Representative Kiley said. Yet the supermajority legislator choose to ignore this and will now spend $250 million trying to convince voters to reverse themselves and return power to politicians. The political leadership of California has never been more out of touch with the people of California. Newsom's scheme is an unprecedented assault on democracy and good government in our state, but gerrymandering is a plague of democracy wherever it occurs. I'm calling on Speaker Mike Johnston to advance my bill to safeguard democracy in California and end the redistricting war nationwide. Senator Alvarado Gill also put out a press release saying this power grab is purely driven by the governor's presidential ambitions and not by what benefits Californians or the state itself, said Senator Alvarado Gill. Californians deserve a voice in how their districts are drawn, not backroom deal making. State Controller Malia M. Cohen said SB 280, AB 604, and ACA 8, consistent with California values, empowers Californians to respond to attacks on fair representation and to defend the sanctity of our electoral process through a special election that all Californians can participate in. This mechanism ensures that California's actions are proactive, not reckless, while preserving electoral stability unless a genuine threat arises. I firmly believe in safeguarding the integrity of our democratic institutions and ensuring the public remains at the center of all decisions that shape our state's governance so that we can move California forward so that everyone thrives. Our goal here at Sierra Wave Media is to educate you on what the positions of your senator, congressman, and even state controller take so that you are better educated when it comes time for you to vote. Well, what's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Ah, Naked Gun. Rated PG-13, it's a comedy action, 1 hour and 25 minutes long. Lieutenant Frank Durbin Jr. becomes a police officer like his legacy father and must save the police department from shutting down by solving a case. This has got a 7 out of 10 IMDb, 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. Looks like it's going to be a funny movie. We wish we were able to go out and review it today, but due to unforeseen circumstances, we were not able to. For showtimes and information, head on over to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, sierrawave.net, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Brown. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about culture and the people who shape it, tune in to Skippable News. Thanks for listening.